السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that he allows us to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah with afiyat. And we also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he allows our last day of this earthly life to be the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. The topic that I wish to discuss today is a topic that is very simple, but takes a person very, very far in life. And is something that is very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is this quality of shukr. That we have a mizaj, we have a temperament, we have a body language of gratitude. In every circumstance, no matter what circumstance it may be, that we are faced with or we are put in that position, we are still thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, there's so much that you have given us. And inshallah, towards the ending of the bayan, I'll give three simple prescriptions to bring this mindset of shukr, this mindset of gratitude. So one is a mindset of gratitude that is that expresses itself with the way a person shows or he demonstrates by his body language the shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the shukr that he owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we look at the ni'mats. The first thing we do is we look at the numerous favors that Allah ta'ala has given us. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we simplify, or rather we restrict the ni'mats to financial. The bounties, we restrict it to financial bounties. Whereas within us, if we look, around us if we look, simple, natural, free bounties from the side of Allah ta'ala, how valuable they are. Recently there was a brother, he told me his incident. He says that his father during COVID required this oxygen, and he was ordering the oxygen from the oxygen company that supplied it. But he says, I didn't realize until my father got sick how much of oxygen insan is using, and there's no need for us to order it from any oxygen company, pay them, get it delivered, store those tanks, return those tanks and get new tanks. Constantly Allah Ta'ala is giving us oxygen free of charge without the need of ordering it. Did we ever think that this oxygen or this air that we're breathing in, what a ni'mat this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask those people that have to go on dialysis, that are in need of using the dialysis machine, how difficult it is. They got to make an appointment, they got to go there, how weak they feel after that. Allah ta'ala has got a system within our body where we don't even need machines, but Allah ta'ala has got a machine within us free of charge. Did we ever look at this as a ni'mat? Something simple like that. That heart is beating, the blood is flowing, the mind is working. For me just to move my hand, for example, I'm moving my right hand, within milliseconds there's an instruction from the left side of the brain to the right hand, then only that right hand can move. There was one brother recently that had a stroke, and he was telling me, he said to me, when I had a stroke, or when during the stroke period, as much as I'm trying to tell myself, move that hand, that instruction was not going to the hand via the brain, and I just couldn't move that hand, it was completely lame. Now this ability to instruct the hand via the brain is a free bounty from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Did we ever consider what Allah Ta'ala has given us free of charge? So there's a person that was telling me that he went for this laser treatment. And when a person goes for laser treatment, generally what happens is that fluid in the eye is not at that normal level. Often it happens that a ordinary person has this tears that come out from the eye is a great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't realize it. An ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat.
a ni'mat, when it's taken away, then only a person appreciates the value of that bounty, the value of the ni'mat, only when it's taken away. So anyway, this person is explaining, he says that if I have to walk out now, and it's a little bit windy and dust has to come into my eye, because of that lack of normal fluid levels in my eye, I go through extreme discomfort. The dust is not getting washed away by the natural tears that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Let us ask ourselves, did we ever look at the tears and the fluid in the eye as a ni'mat from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Therefore, there is one Arabic saying that a person who has got good health, a person that has good health, he doesn't appreciate, he's actually got a crown on his head. He's got a crown on his head. لا يعرفه إلا السقيم. The only person that can see the crown on the head of a healthy person is a sick person. The sick person knows what a crown this person has got. He's healthy, he's fit. On one occasion we went to visit one person, he was experiencing stage 4 cancer. The topic that we're discussing today is shukr for simple ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we went to visit this person and he's giving his incident and his story. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we also have this sort of qualities in us, that even in sickness we make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for what he has given us. So this person was now in stage 4 cancer. And he was saying that in my life, I went through a period, I grew up, I had good parents. I had happy parents and parents that took care of me. I didn't ask Allah Ta'ala why me. And then Allah Ta'ala made it such that I had a business and I was thriving and I did well. And I went for Umrah, I went for Hajj. Allah Ta'ala allowed me to go different parts of the world. I didn't ask him why me. Allah Ta'ala gave me beautiful children, they grew up, they respected me. Good children, they grew up. I didn't ask Allah Ta'ala why me. Allah has given me good grandchildren. He had taken me for Hajj. I didn't ask Allah Ta'ala why me. Now when Allah Ta'ala has put me into this situation where I got cancer, why must I ask Allah why me? In other words, this condition that Allah Ta'ala has put me in is a condition that Allah Ta'ala has chosen for me. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he explains something very beautifully. He says, Tafweez mein sukoon hai aur tajweez mein bechaini hai. Tafweez mein sukoon hai. That when a person, he is happy with what Allah has chosen for him. A man is sick, he's got stage 4 cancer. Whose decision was it? It was Allah's decision. In other words, he hands himself over to the decision of Allah Ta'ala. In that is sukoon. And tajweez, what outcome I am desiring, what I wish to happen, in that will always be bechaini. For example, a man in his heart, in his mind, he wanted that he must have children, and Allah Ta'ala never gave him children. For whatever reason, Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, there's no time to explain how many incidents there are of people who Allah did not give them children, but what ni'mat is hidden in not having children. So this person will always be bechain, that I don't have children, or I don't have a son. Or sometimes a person was hoping that his son will become a Hafiz al-Quran. For some reason he did not become a Hafiz. Now it is worrying him. He tried, he did what he could do. He leaves it in the hand of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is called tafweez. In that there is complete sukoon. Oh Allah, what you have chosen for me, I am happy. Your choice for me is better than my choice for myself. So anyway, this person who had stage 4 cancer was explaining. He said, I did never ask Allah Ta'ala why me. In other words, this condition that Allah has sent to me, I am happy with the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we spoke about this fluid in the eye. Another very simple thing is the saliva that we got in our mouth. Did we ever consider the saliva a ni'mat from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Person was telling me he has cancer, so cancer of the throat, and because of that he has to constantly spray his mouth. He got a spray bottle, constantly spray his mouth just to be able to speak clearly. Otherwise the tongue gets very dry, and because of that he can't speak. Then he tells me one thing further, is that because there is a lack of saliva, then even your teeth also start decaying quickly. So the saliva, Allah Ta'ala has kept so much of benefits in the saliva also. And there was another person also that I met recently, also with throat cancer. He had a complete opposite, he had excessive saliva. So in other words, whenever he was speaking, spit continuously, saliva was coming out of his mouth. He had to continuously wipe his mouth all the time. Did we ever consider normal levels of saliva as a great ni'mat from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so much. Often it happens that we take our eyes away and we're restricted to financial bounties, and we're not seeing that amount of revenue being generated. We're not seeing that amount of investment returns, and then we start complaining, whereas we are so wealthy. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi jasadihi, عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. Whoever from amongst you wakes up in the morning, he wakes up in a condition at home that he is at ease. There's no pressure. Unlike the people in Gaza, people in Palestine, that they don't even know whether they wake up in their home in the morning. Even if they stay in tents also, continuously they're hearing those fighter jets going, getting bombed in the tents also. So person is waking up in his home and he's waking up at ease. In other words, mental ease, ease at home. This is the first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Such a great ni'mat, we don't even look at it as a ni'mat that I woke up peacefully in the morning. أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ. He's able to move his limbs, he's at ease with his body. The man can go to toilet. That in itself, he could wake up from the bed and go to the toilet, is a great ni'mat from the side of Allah Ta'ala. His limbs are okay. This is the second ni'mat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in this hadith. The third ni'mat is عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يُومِهِ. He's got provision for one day. Not his fridge and freezer is full for the whole Ramzan. His pantry is full. His bank balances are full. That what? And all the pastries and all the food is delivered to his home. Not like that. He just got enough for one day. So he's got three things. Three things. Wake up easy, peacefully in the morning at home. He's okay. He's able to move his limbs. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with movement in his body. And he's got provision for one day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. It's as though the treasures of the whole world have been gathered for this person. He's got the treasures of the whole world. What is there for us to complain? Many of us, if we go home after Jumu'ah, then we'll open one instrument. We'll turn one instrument that's got a sink there. And that instrument is called a tap. And what comes out of the tap? Clean drinking water. Do we understand that 9 out of 10 people in Africa don't have the privilege of that instrument that we got in our dining room? We got it in our lounge, sometimes we got it in our en suites. And Allah Ta'ala forgive us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. This water is something that we got, drinking water is something that is very rare in the rest of the world. Where man can just open the tap and he got clean drinking water coming out. On one occasion our Jamaat was in Mozambique. We went to one rural area, rural town in Mozambique. And whilst we were there, the only source of water was from the well. And we seen people queuing up from the morning, young children, boys, etc., all carrying buckets on their head, queuing up to take water. So we were also taking water from there. But just to describe to you what the condition of that water was. So that water was a sandy color. It had a sandy taste in it. We could not even drink it properly. Now how do you live without drinking water? It's very difficult. So someone suggested that what you do is get this concentrated juice, buy it from one of those village shops and mix it with the water. It will kill that sandy taste. But we tried that, but that sandy texture was still there. Very difficult. So someone suggested live on cool drinks. We tried that for one day or 2 days. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that water is natural. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah Ta'ala created from water every living thing. We need water to survive. So after that, even one day after one day, it was difficult to live on cool drinks. So then one person suggested that there is somebody coming from Durban to Maputo every week. Let's ask him to bring for us waters in the Zamzam containers and other container. Bring water for us. And that is what arrangement we made. That this person was coming from Durban to Maputo once a week. And when that water came, the amount of excitement there was that today we got Durban water to drink. In other words, clean, fresh water. Something that we got every day in our homes. Not only that, that same drinking water we wash our cars with, we fill our swimming pools with, we bath with it, we use it for istinja also. What clean drinking water? What a ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we ever consider this to be a ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has? Quality of shukr is a very, very great thing. And shukr demonstrates itself not only in terms of our lip service that we make shukr, but in terms of actions. Allah Ta'ala, you have blessed me with this eyes. I use this eyes for what you have allowed me to use it for. I save these eyes from what you asked me to protect it from. Allah, you have given me ears. I save these ears from gossip. I save it from ghibat. I save it from slander, listening to anything that's wrong. Music, to listen to the voice of a ghair mahram, or to speak to someone unnecessarily, what in which way it is wrong. I save these ears. I save this mind. I save this heart. All these things now, by demonstration of a person's action, is showing shukr. And the shukr of our wealth, how do we show shukr of this wealth? How we earn our wealth and how we spend our wealth. There's one hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu mentions that a mukatab slave had come to him. A mukatab slave is that slave whose master has done a deal with him, that you pay a certain amount of money and then you'll earn your freedom. So you pay a certain amount to me as the master, and once that amount is fully paid, now you have earned your freedom. So this mukatab slave had come up to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and he assisted for financial assistance that I'm unable to pay off the amount that was now decided between me and my master. Please assist me. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu taught him a dua, and this dua is a very powerful dua for anybody that has got debts and is trying to pay off the debts. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu told him, should I not show you a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taught me, that even if your debts is as much as a mountain, Allah will fulfill this debt on your behalf. So the slaves naturally said, please teach me this dua. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu taught him this dua. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik wa aghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Oh Allah, give me sufficient, and listen to this part of this dua. Oh Allah, give me sufficient halal so that I can be saved from haram. Give me sufficient halal so that I can be saved from haram. Not, oh Allah, give me halal so I can invest it in haram. Oh Allah, give me sufficient halal so I can squander it and waste it in unnecessary expenditure in the walimas, in the weddings. No, oh Allah, give me sufficient halal so I can spend that, or I can get that halal and it will save me from haram. So the niyat of getting halal was what? To be saved from haram. Not to take that money and to put it into riba institutes. Not to take that money and buy a big plasma screen. Not to take that money now and invest in some type of photography and instruments that are of haram. But, oh Allah, give me sufficient halal so I can save myself from haram. And the second part of this dua, wa aghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Oh Allah, make me independent of everyone. Make me independent of everyone except you. In other words, you can never ever become independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, you say, Allah, make me independent of everyone so that I don't need to turn to the bank manager. I don't need to turn to a wealthy person. I don't need to go to the door of a rich person. I don't need to go to some influential person. I don't need this contact and that contact. Allah, make me independent from all this. Such a powerful dua. So if any of one of us has got debts, or even if you don't have debts, try and learn this dua and make this dua. A very, very powerful dua. So this is fulfilling or making shukr of the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given us. We earn it correctly and we spend it in the correct avenues. Now this question might come in this last 3-4 minutes that I've got left, is how do we bring this mizaj? How do we bring this ability to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this temperament of shukr that all the time I must make shukr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a very simple recipe. Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum. That look as far as worldly things are concerned, as far as financial means are concerned, look at those that are less fortunate than you. Look at those that are less fortunate than you. Automatically it will bring about shukr in your heart. And don't ever look at those that are more financially well off than you. Because if you're going to look at them, then you're going to change the benchmark. And this world is mata'ul ghurur. And really, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Not too long ago, Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning in this ayat that this world is nothing but goods of deception. Not too long ago, from one town, I won't mention which town it is, out of Durban, there was a deceased estate that I was asked to help with and assist with. And I looked at it, this person worked and worked and worked so that he could secure his wife, he could secure his children. And day and night, this was his worry. His worry was what? Dunya, dunya, dunya. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala took this person away. Young. Allah Ta'ala took him away young. He left an estate about 100 million rand. But in acquiring and acquiring and acquiring, what had happened was he spoiled the relationship between himself and his wife and his children. To such an extent that they said that this janaza mustn't leave from our house. Yesterday what he said was his house and took pride in making that house fancy. When he passed away, the janaza mustn't leave from our house. So some other family member had to take the janaza, and the janaza left from his house. But time to take the money, every family member that's an heir wants the money there. Now there's no such thing, don't bring the janaza or don't bring the money to our house. Now everyone wants the money. Is this not mata'ul ghurur? A man that worked and worked, they didn't even want the janaza to leave from the house. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. This is the dunya. It's there, and if we'll get lost in it if we keep chasing. One hadith, Ibn Majah Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man ja'ala al-humuma hamma wahida hamma akhira kafahu Allahu hamma dunyahu. that person who makes his overarching concern, he makes his main concern what? Akhirat. He's not just worried about the dunya. He's worried what's going to happen to me after my eyes close, what's going to happen to my wife after her eyes close, what's going to happen to my children after their eyes close. This is now his concern. Allah Ta'ala likes this to such an extent that this man is making his main concern akhirat. Kafahu Allahu amma dunyahu. Whatever concerns and worries that a person would normally have in the dunya, Allah will take care of that. Worry about SARS, Allah Ta'ala will take care of that. Worry about disputes from the son-in-law and daughter-in-law and from the children, Allah Ta'ala will take care of that. Staffing issues, Allah Ta'ala will take care. Doesn't mean a person doesn't make his effort. He'll make his effort, but the worry, because he shifted his worry towards akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will take care of the worries of this dunya. This is a very, very great thing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one more aspect of bringing shukr in our life. I got 1 minute left. So the first thing we said, financial matters, look at those that are less fortunate than us. And when it comes to the decision, in other words, whatever decision Allah has chosen for us, we are happy, we make tafweez. This is number two. Is we happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically taught us to this, is if ever we have to go through something, some difficulty, if ever we have to go through some hardship, then play it down. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one battle, he cut his finger. It was bleeding. Now there's two ways of looking at it. It's bleeding and start screaming and making a noise. But look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam played it down completely. In other words, this must not take away my nazar of shukr from the side of Allah Ta'ala. He addresses that finger of his. He says, "Ma anti illa isba'in damiti wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti." You are nothing but one finger that is bleeding. And that also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, how fortunate you are. He's looking at something negative with a positive light. So this is how we should be looking. Anything negative that we go through, look at it in a positive light. Therefore, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit a sick person, then one of the du'as he would say, "La ba'sa tahurun insha'Allah." Nothing to worry about. Play that sickness down completely. Nothing. Everything is okay. Tahurun insha'Allah. Allah Ta'ala is just using this as a cleansing process to wipe out your gunas. Nothing more than that. It doesn't matter how big the sickness is. This is a dua that is taught to us to play it down. We should also read it and recite it for the sick person. May Allah Ta'ala give us this quality of making shukr. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to appreciate and realize that we are very, very, very blessed in this country. Especially Allah has given us so much of ni'mat, and we'll be questioned about these ni'mat. So let us be intelligent, let us be careful. Instead of having a mizaj, a temperament of complaining, let us have a temperament of thanking Allah for all His bounties. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.